T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the line with us now, Evan Pelt, and today's big sports news is powered by Radio.com and brought to you by the midsize mattress from Mercedes-Benz Van. So, Eve, you probably heard more LSU talk in the last 5 minutes than you have in the last 5 years. So, I know where your loyalty lies, but
no, you know what? I my significant other is a Louisiana fellow.
I know Dave's. Yeah, he waved that sulfur flag pretty good.
You know,
but he went to A&M,
right.
So he had to kind of eat it a little bit this week. But
you would think so, except he was a MVP offensive quarterback of the year for Sulfur when he played there.
Yep.
And the problem was he signed with A&M because he wanted a chance to get to play as a freshman. And well, guess what? Imagine a passing quarterback going in and all of a sudden Emory Ballard announces he's going to do the triple option. You're going to be a wishbone triple option quarterback.
He forgot
so
to look
no
on
one
who
has
was coaching
that
A&M
more.
Back then. That's the issue. You got to tell him, Eve, you got to read the fine print of all that contract.
He sat there in his living room and told him he wasn't going to do that triple option. So it didn't quite. So I tell you, he always tells me what he says now with all these players who are going through recruiting. He says, listen to your mamas. Because David's mama stood outside his bedroom door the night before he signed with A&M and cried and begged him to sign with LSU and Charlie McClendon, because
goodness,
that's where he had committed. So David will tell anyone, listen to your mama. So there. Anyway, there you go.
Eve,
I was excited about that LSU game. I loved it. So,
that was awesome to watch, to see. And their defense, for the first time this year, really played 4 quarters of football. The big surprise, though, was yesterday. I think for a lot of people, it seemed to be that this was on the track that Matt Luke would keep his job for one more year. How surprised were you when the announcement came late last night? Matt's out recruiting, and he finds out by a phone call. I don't know who handled this, but they didn't handle
Shameless.
It too well.
Yeah. No, I totally could not agree with you more. I was very surprised, because when the new – you know, Ole Miss has been in kind of this weird situation where we just recently got a new chancellor, then just, you know, within the last couple of weeks, promoted our interim athletic director, Keith Carter, to permanent athletic director. So we've kind of had no chancellor, no athletic director. Then we get both of those. We introduce the AD, and he seems to be all pro Coach Luke, basically tells us, you know, he's excited about the direction of the program, all these young, talented players, and he's looking to the future with Luke. And then, you know, we have what happened yesterday. So, you know, basically I think what happened, it's a combination of things. I don't think losing the Egg Bowl by 1 point necessarily was what did it. I think the way the Rebels lost that game really got to a lot of fans, and frankly, a lot of the big money donors who were getting calls, I hear from university officials yesterday, asking them kind of, you know, basically, in my opinion, I think asking how they feel about retaining Luke, or would they pony up to help buy out a contract. So I don't know. I don't know about any of that, but I was surprised.
Well, you know what ends up happening? You got the big money people, but the coach can't control their player. And they you can have a good kid, but all of a sudden he says, you know what, I'm going to do this no matter what. Then you're really not in control. So I think that's what they look at, that you need to have more discipline and not continue the dog wee-weeing on the fire hydrant.
No,
it gets to the point where can the coach control the players? And I think the big money people at Ole Miss said that's not the case.
It was a bad image.
Yes.
A bad image of that's how it ended on that particular play.
Right, right. And the bad image of you get an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty that pushes you back 15 yards and then your kicker misses the extra point, you know, on the road, all those crazy cowbells, you know, I mean, it's not a good look at all. And so I think that really, had the Rebels just lost that game straight up in a normal way, or, you know, I don't think a loss in that game would have cost Matt Lucas's job, but I think you're right. I think the optics of it just bothered a lot of people.
Is Mike Norv, I heard Keith talk today, is basically it seems to be, he's talking about this being real quick. They must have somebody in mind. That's a guy right up the road in Mike Norv. Would you think that he would be the guy that they would target?
He's the guy that all my sources say they're pretty much going all in on him and are willing to. I think he's making right now his salary is about $2.66 million, and I think they would, you know, go over $5 million, I think, to get him right around in there, $5.5 million. And so he is definitely, I believe, their top target. Other names I'm hearing, if that doesn't work out, you know, the ULL coach, Billy Napier, I'm hearing him. And so that's, you know, that's kind of interesting. But Norvell is definitely the name on the tip of everybody's tongue right now. So I don't know if that's going to be a case of they let him play his conference championship game this weekend and then maybe we hear something. You know, I don't know. But Keith Carter, the AD's timetable seems to be, you know, a week and a half. And frankly, I will tell y'all, I don't know if you probably do know this because y'all know everything, but here we are coming up, you know, 17 days before early signing period. Right. The Rebels, as of this moment, I think, are sitting at 8 decommits already today.
8?
So, yes.
Yeah, because if you don't have the stability, then they want to go elsewhere.
Yeah.
So, how many they started yesterday with?
That's a really good question. I'd have to go and look and find out for sure. I think probably 20, maybe. I don't know. 20.
Okay, so if it's 20, now they're down to 12. No, they better get somebody in there pretty quick. I mean, that's bottom
line. Exactly. And I think one of them was just a 4-star cornerback who just decommitted before we came on the air, and that's an area of real need.
Yep.
As any Rebel who watched Joe Burrow thread every needle, you know, against them can tell you. And so it's really now it's getting down to, you know, we got to get something done because this class could be decimated. Now, I'm not going to say if they get the right coach, some of them wouldn't come back, but there's no kid in the world who would want to sign if there's nobody in place or if there's somebody and you haven't had a chance to kind of get to know them.
You open up that door, you're not going to get them back.
That's right.
You open up that door, you're not going to get them back. Strange thing in that game late, why was Plumlee not in the game?
Well, you know, the talk is that he had hurt his ankle. He kind of got his ankle a little rolled up on earlier in the game. I think it's a combination of that and, you know, I guess they felt like they had a better, you know, maybe a shot with Corral passing. Although I saw Plumlee made completed some nice slants in that game. I don't think he's as bad as everyone thinks he is at passing. I mean, obviously he needs some work, but – but, yeah, I think he and actually Jerrion Ealy both had a little bit of ankle injuries during that game.
What's the chances of Matt Corral staying at Ole Miss?
You know, that's a really good question because he has not, as of at least this morning, he has not officially entered that transfer portal. So there are a lot of people who are speculating that perhaps he's waiting to see what takes
coach
place.
Is. Yeah,
before he commits to that, because, you know, I mean, honestly, if you get a coach in like a Mike Norvell, you know, I mean, he probably would be smart to stick around.
Eve, thanks so much for joining us this evening and giving us some insights on what's happening at Ole Miss. Hopefully within a week, I think by next Monday it'll be clear one way or another.
I hope so.
With Mike Norvell.
So.
But, man, that's some big news. And maybe what's happening in Arkansas of them trying to lure Lane Kiffin.
That's right.
To the University of Arkansas. Well, put it to you this way, the press conferences will be something to watch.
Won't they, though?
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.